Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jane. That's our first contribution of claps. She said, my clapping recording is attached. There's another one to follow because I'm too inept to work out how to send both from the app in the same message. I've gone for enthusiastic clapping without any whooping. Thank you, Jane. I think that one was enough. Maybe we'll have the next one tomorrow. Good morning. How are you? Are you all right?
I'm all good.
It's a little bit manic today. I have paid work today for the first time in 2.5 months. It's very exciting, isn't it? So I'm looking forward to doing work for money. It's very, very exciting. But it's Wednesday, and that's the day when we're supposedly going to workshop the musical, which I think is going to be just one song this week because, did I mention, I have paid work. Very unfamiliar sensation. I've been thinking. The general consensus has been that it needs to be something about GB News. This is a good indicative example piece of audio here from Barney, I think.
Good morning, Jake, and the fellow apostles and all that.
Good morning.
Musical ideas. I mean, it's got to be GB News, isn't it?
Yeah.
The low budgetness of it is hilarious. You could do a sort of... sort of NAF Casio keyboard sort of thing about the sound of silenced, you know, the fact that these very loud people are saying that they are silenced the whole time. I mean, just doing Dan Wooten's monologue about the lockdown set to a song by Lawrence Fox, that would do it. Anyway, bye everyone.
Bye. That was Barney. Thank you very much for that. Yes, the general consensus is that it needs to be about GB News. And thanks to Pablo for sending in this this clip of audio saying I appear to have found a rare moment of self-awareness from Dan Wooten. It's an amusing let's take it out of context clip.
And it does make me question why I do this sometimes. Why do I give any of myself to this vile cesspit of a platform?
There you go. So people are calling it GBeebies, which I like as a parody of CBeebies. And I've been sort of throwing that around and trying to come up with a bit of an idea along those lines. But I sort of found that quite tricky. I did have a few ideas along the lines of the clangers. You know, there's like Major Clanger, which would be Andrew Neil, and you know, and then I was thinking about Mr. Tumble. You know, the trouble is that I've got such high regard for CBeebies, and I couldn't work out, is it funnier to do GB News content in a CBeebies style or CBeebies content in a... You know what I mean? This is the kind of thing. This is what I've wrangled with. I think I've come up with an idea that's slightly tangential. Like, I feel like I could get a lot of traction if I did the GBeebies thing and I did it right. I just don't know if it would be particularly funny. Instead, I thought I would do a kind of iteration of We're Going to Change the World. Do you know that one by Matt Monroe? It's one of the most extraordinary songs I think I've ever heard. If you don't know, I can play you a little bit. I can play you a little bit, can't I? There's no harm in
to
that.
Manage work your
I can,
way,
what you I could do is play you an advert off YouTube. Oh my God, as if you hadn't sat through enough. Here we are. This one. You heard this one? I love this song. You'd never get a song like this today. The lyrics, amazing.
Shirley would gulp down her breakfast, shut the fridge and join the throng. Margaret Beatty snatched the milk and scanned the news and went along. Annie Harris drew the curtains, screwed her eyes up, had a peep. Saw the marchers, heard their voices making early morning noises. Stumbled back to bed and tried to sleep. Come with us, run with us. We're gonna change the world. You'll be amazed, so full of praise. When we rearrange your world, we're gonna change your world.
I absolutely love that song. I think that's a brilliant, brilliant song. And I thought maybe you could do a sort of version of all the kind of alumni of the BBC, all excited about their bright new future, finally free of the shackles of the company that protected, enhanced the status of and handsomely remunerated them for all those years. So I had a bit of like off to work. We Andrew Neil goes jetting off with Ryanair, 30 years of BBC shows. He's been treated pretty well there. I don't know. I feel like maybe there's something there. I quite liked at his trusty Smith Corona sits John Humphreys, old and frail, coaxing up one last grey boner, writing for the Daily Mail. I don't know, something, maybe there's something in there. Anyway, check out that song, though. It is such a brilliant, brilliant song. We did have some poetry. This was from David Brazel. I missed it yesterday because I was on the verge of doing a poem there. This is an unfinishable limerick, although he finished it. There was an old man called Jake who said poetry made his teeth ache. He hated all haiku, said sonnets, which were not very good either, and free verse could jump in a lake. Yes. Actually, yes. We've got John Holmes's Swap Shop coming up, but I wanted to tell you about a really, really amazingly good piece of news. Because like GB News, let's tell some good news for a change. Just like Simon McCoy, not dying inside at all. He is just liquefying inside. Let's have some good news, shall we? Sure, Simon. Why don't we stand outside a hospital and wait for a royal birth? You were a big fan of that back in the day, weren't you? Anyway, they found a new use for old plastic bottles. This is so exciting. This goddamn fly. God damn you. There's a fly in here. God damn you. Anyway, scientists have found a way. What they do is they take the plastic bottles and with an enzyme, they break it down from polyethylene terephthalate polymer into terephthalic acid. Will you go away, you stupid... It's one of those dozy ones. But then they found they can take that terephthalate polymer acid and turn it into vanillin. Vanilla flavour. What? So, currently, do you know how we make the vanilla flavour? We use fossil fuels to make the vanilla flavour. And now we could use plastic bottles. Come on, that's brilliant. This is the best thing ever. We're just going to be drowning in delicious cheap vanilla ice cream and cake. So it's pretty exciting, that. I was excited to share that with you. But now it's time for...
John Holmes on Jab.
Slightly too loud jingle heralding the beginning of today's John Holmes Swap Shop. We've got... Where's the Swap Shop? Is it this one? It's here. Here it is.
Yes, hello, Jake.
Hello.
This is Neville Sinclair. I've got a not mint on car Mexican variant of the Robo John figure.
Oh, yeah.
Part man, part presenter, all John Robo John.
Yeah.
He is free from rips, stains, and any perceivable wear apart from tiny rubs to his rear. There is some paint loss to the silver helmet and the obvious wear to his bandolier and boots. In essence, a played with action figure but a rare and highly sought after item. I'm interested in swapping for the limited edition John Eurovision figures from 1982, where John replaced both singers in the male-female singing duo Bardo. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, if you're up for that, do get in touch. I'll give you the number directly if you've got a pen there. I think this is another Swap Shop one.
Hello, Mr. Yap.
Hello there.
My name's Mary, and I'm an avid collector of John Holmes action figures.
Oh, cool.
Especially the TV programme ones.
Ah, yeah.
One of my favourites is Baywatch John Holmes.
Yes.
But unfortunately, his removable trunks have got lost.
How's that happen?
They're obviously difficult to see with the naked eye.
Mary.
Visitors to my house are finding it disturbing when they see my naked John Holmes on display in the glass cabinet where I store the collection.
Yeah, I have the same problem.
If anyone can help me replace the trunks, I'll happily swap Lovejoy John Holmes' leather jacket. Alternatively, I'm prepared to offer the whole John Holmes Does Sooty collection. That is really in quite a lot of demand. Thank you, bye.
Thank you very much, Mary. I know several people who'd be interested in that. Have you got any John Holmes figurines that you'd be interested in swapping? Why don't you send us a voice message via the WhatsApp? It's right here.
You can WhatsApp Jake Yap on 07862 032 654.
Yes, indeedy. Also, Neil Green's been attached. Hi, Jake, and the apologies to everyone for what is about to go down. I'm not sure if you remember, but during the early 2000s, Sotheby's were selling off a lot of the John Holmes props and collectible merchandise. Oh, yeah. I managed to get my hands on the Johnmobile. What? Now the subject of this email makes sense. No. John Holmes. It was the original car that John drove in John Holmes Part 4, The Quest for Intolerance. I've kept the Johnmobile in pristine order and it looks exactly as it was back in the day. Unfortunately, the Johnmobile is completely unsuitable for a trip out, especially a trip to the West Midlands Safari Park and Zoo. This is obviously due to the design of the Johnmobile, i.e. no roof and completely open to the elements. By the end of the drive through Safari, we were knee-deep in feces and vomit, much of which, I'm sorry to say, was mine. This was due to having a few too many lager tops during the day. And at one point, I had to come between my wife and a rather frisky lemur, who ultimately destroyed the upholstery with its filthy, filthy acts. So if any of the apostles has the original Johnmobile's marks 1 to 3, please bear this in mind. Yes, please don't go to a safari in an open-topped Johnmobile. There we go. Euro John... John Holmes does sweep. It's all there for the taking. There's some great suggestions coming in on YouTube. And good morning to the people watching. Like, you haven't been watching on YouTube? Come on. It's really fun. YouTube.com/nottodaypod. If you subscribe and click on the bell thing that no one ever clicks on, why would you do that? But it will tell you when I've gone live and then, you know, you can watch it and stuff. So hello, Jem and Jane and Barney and Alex and Rick and everybody else. Alex has some nice suggestions for the musical. Could there be a line about Neil Oliver walking along the coast looking for boats full of immigrants to shout at? That's really good. Yes, I like that. Jem says, Simon, dead behind the eyes, McCoy, looks like a children's TV presenter that suddenly realises that they can't stand children or getting up at 4 a.m. to start work or dancing around to theme tunes. That's a good point. And Rick says, I do like the fact that GB News' new presenters are falling for all the fake names jokes. Yes, Jane tweeted, said, I hate myself for finding GB News compelling viewing. I do too. It's awful. It's so bad. It reminds me of when I worked at... I told you I worked at Nuts TV, right? I told you that story, right? Tell me if I haven't told you that story and I'll tell you that story. It's a terrible story. I actually kept a diary. It was so mad. Anyway... she says, it's excruciating and hypnotising in equal measure. They've already read out viewer emails from Mike Hunt and Mike Oxlong, so it can only be a matter of time before Norma Snipples and Gloria Stitz have their say. It's very... very hard not to watch. Pablo observes, it'll be interesting to see the viewing figures in a few weeks once the ironic viewer loses interest. Yes, I am shelving off a little bit. It's sort of... And I feel like there's a... They've come out of the trap with this whole kind of... taking the knee, it's a political, it's a Marxist organisation and it shouldn't be allowed and la la la. And they're sort of 3 days in on their ranting. And it's like, can you actually sustain that? It's like terror. You can't actually sustain it for that long. Maybe they're kind of, once they've really, it's like, go on, have your say. You've been silenced for so long. Will they just burn out by, I don't know, Thursday? It's possible, isn't it? Anyway, so that's where my head is. I think I'm going to work on that song. It's going to be a long night. I've got quite a lot to do today, but you can't imagine how grateful I am for that. Thank you so much for all of your contributions. If you've got any John Holmes figurines you'd like to swap, hey, get in touch. Hopefully I'll have that song for you by tomorrow. Oh, God. Whew. And I will see you tomorrow. Don't forget, it's nottoday@swanburst.com if you want to email your applause. Or @nottodaypod on the Twitter. Take care of yourselves, my darlings. Goodbye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.